Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 43, Beyond Wealth and Status, redefining success for inner fulfillment. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness. I'm Nicholas, and today we're diving into a topic that challenges some of the most deeply held beliefs about success. What is it? How do we define it? And why is it often so elusive, even for those who seem to have made it? For many of us, success has been painted with a very specific brush. A good job, a steady income, material wealth, or maybe a certain social status. We're told that reaching these markers is what makes life meaningful. But what if that definition doesn't resonate with you? What if, deep down, the success you're chasing doesn't feel like it's yours? In today's episode, we're going to step back from society's definition of success and look at it from a soul-centered perspective. What if true success isn't just about what we achieve, but how aligned our achievements are with who we truly are? What if it's less about ticking off boxes on a life checklist and more about how deeply we're connected to our purpose, our values, and our unique calling? This episode is about exploring what it means to redefine success, not as something you chase or accumulate, but it's something that brings you closer to your own truth and fulfillment. If you ever felt like you're living someone else's version of success, or if you're questioning what it means to be successful in a way that feels deeply satisfying, then this episode is for you. Today we'll break down the difference between material success and inner fulfillment, the importance of a values-based living, and how we can align our lives with what truly matters to us. We'll also discuss the idea of dharma, your life purpose or calling, and how embracing this spiritual concept can lead to a form of success that is enduring as it is fulfilling. This episode also aligns perfectly with some of the exercises from the Metanoia Madness workbook, which you can download for free at metanoiamadness.com. So if you're looking to take what we discussed today even deeper, be sure to check that out. By the end of this episode, my hope is that you'll feel inspired to rethink success, not as something to be earned or proven, but as a reflection of life that aligns with your soul's purpose. Because at the end of the day, true success is about creating a life that resonates with who you are, not just who society says you should be. So if you're ready to embark on this journey of redefining success, let's dive in together. When we think about success, many of us are conditioned to envision certain milestones. A high-powered career, a luxurious home, financial freedom, or recognition from peers. Society has created a blueprint for what success should look like, and most of us at some point have internalized these ideals. From a young age, we're encouraged to achieve, to compete, and to build a life that meets these visible markers of accomplishment. But there's a question that often remains unasked. What happens if these symbols of success don't actually fulfill us? Consider how deeply embedded these definitions are in our lives. Many of us spend years, sometimes even decades, working towards achievements that we're told will bring happiness and satisfaction. We climb ladders, push boundaries, and sometimes even health to reach these societal benchmarks. Yet it's not uncommon to hear stories of people who have it all, but feel a profound sense of emptiness. A high-profile executive who experiences burnout, the wealthy entrepreneur who feels disconnected, or the social media influencer who feels pressure to maintain an image. They all highlight a shared truth. Conventional success does not mean guaranteed fulfillment. This realization invites us to question the beliefs and definitions we've absorbed. We're taught that success means accumulation, more wealth, more accolades, more visibility. But what if success could be something much simpler, something quieter? What if it didn't depend on the approval of others, but instead focused on what brings us inner peace, joy, and a sense of purpose? To redefine success on a personal level, we need to start peeling back the layers of societal expectations and exploring what truly matters to us as individuals. Success doesn't have to be flashy. It doesn't require external validation. Imagine a version of success that's rooted in things like having meaningful relationships, engaging in work that feels purposeful, and spending time on passions that bring joy. For some, this may mean working at a job that allows more time for family rather than one with a bigger paycheck. For others, it may mean dedicating time to creative pursuits or community service, even if those things don't come with titles or recognition. Let's take a moment to reflect on why traditional success so often leads to dissatisfaction. At its core, this type of success is usually about doing rather than being. We're conditioned to believe that success is something we chase, an end goal to achieve. However, this approach usually leads to burnout because we're constantly in pursuit of the next big thing. We define success as something external. We run the risk of constantly striving rather than enjoying what we've built. Redefining success involves a shift from external achievements to internal alignment. It's about finding ways to live that resonate with our core values and that allow us to feel at peace with ourselves. This perspective honors the idea that success isn't a destination, but a state of being, one that is deeply personal and varies from person to person. What fulfills one person may look entirely different for another, and that's okay. True success is about living a life that feels right for you, regardless of what it might look like to the outside world. This new understanding challenges us to set goals that align with our authentic selves rather than what society expects. When success is measured by our personal sense of fulfillment, we begin to see life through a different lens. We might redefine success as having freedom to pursue our passions, being surrounded by loved ones, or experiencing inner peace. These metrics are less tangible but often far more rewarding. So as we continue in this episode, let's carry this perspective with us. Success is not a one-size-fits-all concept. It's not confined to titles, salaries, or accolades. Real success is found in living a life that reflects our deepest values, a life that feels fulfilling not because it meets anyone else's standard, but because it feels true to who we are. In this way, redefining success becomes a journey of self-discovery, when we allow our inner compass to guide us toward what truly matters. In the pursuit of success, it's easy to get swept into the allure of material accomplishments. Society has woven a powerful narrative that resonates success with possessions, status, and financial gain. We're surrounded by images of wealth and luxury. Advertisements, social media posts, and even stories of self-made figures often reinforcing the idea that more is better. Yet, if we look closely, there's a growing conversation around the emptiness that can accompany a life focused solely on material success. Material success can bring comfort, security, even moments of joy, but it's not a guarantee of inner peace or fulfillment. Many who reach the top of the career ladder or achieve financial prosperity find themselves asking, is this all there is? It's not that material success is inherently wrong or unfulfilling, but when it's pursued without a foundation of inner alignment, it often leads to a sense of something missing, a feeling that the true essence of life is somehow beyond reach. Let's explore why this is. Material success speaks to the external aspects of life, things that we can see, measure, and display. Inner fulfillment, however, is an internal experience, one rooted in meaning, connection, and purpose. Fulfillment comes from a life that feels whole and satisfying from the inside out, one where we engage in work and relationships that resonate with who we are at our core. When material gains are not backed by a sense of inner alignment, we're left feeling like we're constantly chasing something that we can't quite reach. This distinction between material success and inner fulfillment is crucial. While material wealth can create a foundation for comfort, it's often the intangible aspects of life, such as relationships, personal growth, and a sense of purpose that give us a lasting sense of happiness. Studies consistently show that people who feel a strong sense of purpose and have close, meaningful connections are happier and more fulfilled than those who focus solely on material gains. This insight tells us that fulfillment is found not in the accumulation of things, but how we live, how we connect with others, and the meaning we find in our own day-to-day lives. Consider what happens when we shift our focus from external achievements to inner fulfillment. Rather than asking, what can I acquire, we start to ask, what truly brings me joy? What makes me feel connected and alive? This change in perspective allows us to identify what really matters to us. For some, it might mean pursuing a career that aligns with personal values, rather than one that simply pays the most. For others, it might mean dedicating time to family, creativity, or giving back to the community. The point is that fulfillment is deeply personal, and it often diverges from society's conventional idea of success. An important aspect of this shift is understanding that fulfillment is a journey, not a destination. Unlike material success, which can be quantified and completed, fulfillment is something that evolves. It's a process of aligning our outer lives with our inner values, of continuously tuning into what feels right and adjusting as we grow. This approach to success is a gentler, more fluid, and ultimately more rewarding because it honors the dynamic nature of our lives and personal growth. In redefining success, it's also valuable to recognize that material and inner fulfillment don't have to be mutually exclusive. Financial stability, career growth, and accomplishments are important aspects of life, and they can certainly enhance our experience. However, when we prioritize inner fulfillment, we approach these aspects with a different mindset. We view wealth as a tool to support our deeper values and happiness, rather than the entire goal. This balance allows us to enjoy the benefits of material success while remaining grounded in what genuinely fulfills us. The challenge, of course, is that choosing fulfillment over materialism often means going against the grain. It may require saying no to opportunities that don't resonate with our values, or letting go of our societal expectations in favor of a life that feels more aligned. This can feel daunting, but the reward is a life that feels whole and meaningful. A life where success is measured by the richness of experience and moments and the depth of satisfaction we feel within ourselves. As we continue in this episode, let's hold on to this distinction in mind. Success isn't just about what we have or achieve. It's about how we feel and the joy and meaning we create. Material wealth and accomplishments can support a fulfilling life, but true success is found in the life that aligns with our soul's purpose and brings peace, contentment, and a deep sense of connection. Once we recognize that true success isn't solely material gains, we can start to redefine what success means to us on a personal level. This brings us to the concept of values-based living, a powerful approach that shifts our focus from external benchmarks to internal alignment. Values-based living is about grounding our decisions, goals, and daily decisions in the core beliefs and principles that matter most to us. When we live this way, success becomes a reflection of our authenticity, not of societal expectations. Let's begin by exploring what it means to truly live according to our values. Imagine your values as the foundation of a house. They provide stability, structure, anchoring in who you are, regardless of what happens in the external world. When your goals, choices, and lifestyle align with this foundation, you feel a sense of harmony. Life may not always be easy, but it feels meaningful and aligned. Without this foundation, it's easy to get swept up in pursuits that look good on the outside, but leave you feeling unfulfilled or disconnected within. Identifying and understanding your core values is the first step toward aligning your definition of success with your inner self. Take a moment to reflect on what's truly important to you. Is it connection, creativity, freedom, integrity, growth, service, or something else entirely? Those aren't just words. They're guiding principles that shape your priorities and the kind of life you want to lead. When you identify your values, you create a personal compass that helps you make decisions aligned with who you are at your core. Living a values-based life often means reevaluating our goals. Many of us set goals that are influenced by societal norms, family expectations, or comparisons to others. But if these goals don't resonate with our values, achieving them won't bring us lasting fulfillment. For example, someone might pursue a high-paying job to gain approval or status, even if it doesn't align with their values or creative freedom. Over time, this creates tension and dissatisfaction. But when our goals are rooted in values, they feel purposeful, fulfilling, even if the path is challenging. One of the powerful aspects of values-based living is that it gives us a clear framework for making decisions. Life is full of choices, many of which can pull us in different directions. But when we use our values as a guide, the right path often becomes clearer. This doesn't mean decisions will always be easy, but it does mean they will feel right, even if they're difficult. For instance, someone who values growth may choose a career path that challenges them, even if it's less secure or glamorous than other options. Values-based living encourages us to redefine traditional measures of success. Instead of measuring success solely by external achievements, we start to ask questions like, am I living authentically? Am I contributing to something meaningful? Am I treating others and myself with respect? This shift allows us to celebrate success in a broader, more personal way. Achievements are still important, but they're valued because they're in alignment with our core beliefs, not because they conform to societal standards. Living according to our values can be both liberating and challenging. In a world that constantly tells us what we should want or achieve, choosing a path aligned with our values can feel like a bold act of self-trust. It requires us to listen to our inner voice rather than the expectations of others. And it may even mean making choices that others don't understand, but the freedom and fulfillment that come from living authentically far outweigh the comfort of fitting in or pleasing others. At its essence, values-based living allows us to experience success on our own terms. It's about living a life that feels like ours, where every goal, every achievement, and every relationship reflects who we truly are. This doesn't mean life will be without challenges or obstacles, but when we're living according to our values, even difficult times feel purposeful. We're not just striving for success, we're creating a life that feels rich, meaningful, and deeply satisfying from the inside out. Now that we've explored the importance of values-based living, let's take it a step further. It's one thing to recognize your core values and set goals that align with them, but it's another to actively live out those values in your daily actions. This segment is about connecting your everyday choices with your deeper life purpose, creating a meaningful and sustainable path forward. Aligning your goals and actions with your life's purpose requires clarity, commitment, and a sense of direction. Think of it as building a bridge between who you are and who you want to become. Each goal, each choice, and each small action is like a stepping stone on that bridge. When these stones are placed intentionally, rooted in our core beliefs and sense of purpose, they create a strong, resilient path. This is how you move from merely existing to truly living a life aligned with your soul. Start by asking yourself, what impact do I want to have? What legacy do I want to leave behind? These questions help clarify your larger life purpose. Often we think of purpose as a grand, singular mission, but it doesn't have to be. Purpose can be as simple as adding value to others, creating something meaningful, or living a life of compassion. Purpose is deeply personal and doesn't need to meet anyone else's standards or definitions. Your purpose is yours. It's rooted in what feels true to you. When we set goals that are connected to this sense of purpose, they become more than just tasks or ambition. They become expressions of our highest self. For example, if your purpose involves helping others heal, a goal to become a therapist or to support mental health initiatives aligns seamlessly with that. Each step you take toward that goal is a step toward fulfilling your purpose, making the journey feel meaningful, even when it's challenging. Living in alignment with purpose also involves commitment to intentionality in our daily actions. Goals give us a big picture focus, but it's the small, consistent actions we take each day that brings those goals to life. When we act with intention, even routine tasks gain purpose. For instance, if one of your core values is growth, you might commit to learning something new each day, or dedicating time to self-reflection. These small actions, rooted in your values, reinforce your purpose on a daily basis, helping you move steadily toward your vision. It's also important to recognize that purpose-driven living is a journey, not a destination. Purpose is not something we achieve once and for all. It's something we continue to align with, refine, and express through our evolving goals and actions. Life changes, circumstances shift, and sometimes our understanding of our purpose deepens or takes a new direction. Embracing this fluidity allows us to grow in alignment with our purpose rather than feeling confined by it. When you live in alignment with your purpose, your version of success begins to shift. Success is no longer just about checking off goals. It's about the fulfillment that comes from living in harmony with who you truly are. It's about knowing each day that you're contributing to something greater than yourself, whether that's through your work, your relationships, creativity, or personal growth. True success then becomes a sense of inner peace and fulfillment, the knowledge that you're living a life that is uniquely and authentically yours. In this segment, we've explored how aligning your goals and daily actions with your purpose creates a sustainable and fulfilling path forward. Purpose isn't a distant ideal. It's a guiding force that shapes how we live each day. By grounding your actions in this deeper sense of meaning, you're able to create a version of success that resonates with your soul. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with a reminder that success isn't about reaching a destination or fulfilling a set of external standards. True success is a journey of becoming, of aligning your actions, goals, and values with the essence of who you are. It's about finding fulfillment not in what you achieve, but in how you live each moment in alignment with your highest self. The path to redefining success may feel challenging, especially in a world that often measures worth in material terms. But when you start to embrace your unique values and your life purpose, you'll find that your version of success feels deeply satisfying, rooted in authenticity and joy. Success becomes less about what you're doing and more about who you're becoming. Take a moment this week to reflect on your own definition of success. Are there areas in your life where you're still measuring yourself by outdated standards or external expectations? What would it look like to redefine success in a way that aligns with your heart and soul? Remember, every choice, no matter how small, is a chance to create a life that resonates with your true essence. Thank you for being a part of this journey and for tuning in today. If you found value in this episode, please consider sharing it with someone who might benefit from redefining their own vision of success. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and stay connected with us on social media to join our growing community of transformation and self-discovery. Keep redefining, keep aligning, and remember, true success is living in harmony with the life you are meant to create. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, signing off.